most people have a natural curiosity about what's going on amongst people and in their community. According to a Yale University research, we spend at least 60% of our adult conversations talking about people who are not with us at that time. And another research suggests that we spend 52 minutes daily gossiping about others. Novelist Joseph Conrad said that gossip is what no one claims to like, but everyone seems to enjoy. Gossip is a negative conversation, usually with bad intentions, that is spread by others, and it is a source of much hatred in our families and our communities. There's an incident which is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr. He says that a certain person was mentioned in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba then said that he is such, la ya'kulu hatta yut'amu, wa la yarhalu hatta yurhalu. He only eats if he is fed, and he only moves if he is made to move. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this, and he said, igtabtumuhu, that you have all backbited about him. And they clarified by saying, innama haddathna ma fihi, we only said what is true about him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is enough to mention bad things about your brother. And another narration, it is said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if what you said about him was not true, you would have slandered him. When we gossip about others, we belittle their worth to perhaps increase our own. Did you hear so-and-so got fired? That couple's having issues, or this one's son is on drugs. Oh, and you didn't hear it from me. Research shows that people who gossip the most have very high levels of anxiety. They are generally not particularly popular because today she's talking about me. Tomorrow, or today she's talking to me about someone, tomorrow she could be talking about me. And spreading private information or negative judgments, it is painful to those who are the victim of that. And it reflects very negative of the person, that the person is insecure or mean-spirited. In the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah advises mankind, advises the believers that we should abstain from all types of suspicion. And then we're told, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and do not backbite one another. Would you like to eat the flesh of your Muslim brother who's dead? You wouldn't. So therefore, you should abstain from backbiting. There's an incident that occurred during the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a man came and said, oh, Nabi of Allah, there are two women who are fasting, and they're fasting very hard. They are close to dying of thirst. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just ignored him and remained silent. And the man returned at midday and said, oh, Nabi of Allah, they are now close to death. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called for them and called for a bowl. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded one of the women to vomit into the bowl. And she vomited pus and blood and flesh until half the bowl was filled. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commanded the second woman to vomit in the bowl. And she vomited pus, blood and flesh until the bowl was full. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these two have fasted from that which Allah had permitted for them and have indulged in that which Allah had forbidden. And they sat together, feasting on the flesh of people. This is really, really something of great concern for us during these days of Ramadan particularly. So we know that backbiting is bad, but what do we do? How do we deal with the situation in a practical manner? What should we do if we are put into an environment where people are backbiting? So the first thing is to try to redirect the conversation in a friendly manner. You know, change the course of the conversation. Or you may express your disapproval and nicely remind the person that, you know, this is unbecoming. Let us not talk about this. One thing that you need to abstain from is that do not feed the gossiper with curiosity by saying, yes, is it true? Yes, really. And the more you're going to give them that sort of affirmation and agreement, the more they're going to talk. If the gossiper persists, then you should attempt to defend the person that, no, I don't think it's appropriate what you're saying. We only know good about this person. And as a last resort, if things you're not able to stop it, then leave the gathering. What we need to remember is that by removing gossip from our lives, we are preparing ourselves for a better and healthier life. Gossip destroys our lives. Only immature people spend their time speaking badly and slandering another person. And as many a good mother had advised, if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all.